Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are.
Yes, I am. Or you are. Travel near for your glory. What you were willing to do for his glory. For your glory. Gotta be there. I wanna be where your glory.
Thank you.
anything, Lord, for your glory. Just want to be where you are. Wherever love is at, that's where I want to be, and that's where God is at, because that's what he is. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly appreciate you taking this time to be with us. We're going to ask Pastor Bell, she'd be kind. A couple of people, they just like the way Pastor pray. Some of y'all may wonder why, but hey, if you listen to her, you'll get blessed like others. And myself are blessed through her prayers. So at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio. She'll give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. For your glory, for his glory, we want to be where he is. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture I like to share is coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter and verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day. We're thanking you for our pastor. We're thanking you for those that called in and those that are listening by internet. We're thanking you, Father God, for those who participate, Father God. So we give you praise today. And, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with the sick and the shut-in, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. Be with those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. For your word tells us to trust in you with all of our heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. And then it tells us in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So, Father God, help us to stand on the word. Help us to meditate on the word day and night, Father God. Lord, we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against our pastor, try to come up against the listeners and those that listen by internet and those that participate, Father God, pleading the blood of Jesus on all of us, Father God. And, Lord, as we draw closer to you, Father God, let us learn and let us share the word with others as we learn, as our pastor teaches us, and he's led by the Holy Spirit. So let us also be led by the Holy Spirit so that we will rightly divide the word of truth. Father God, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Awesome. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. For those that may not know, we're talking about abundance of love. We're talking about sonship. We're talking about love nature. That's what we're talking about, is the love nature. Because then once you put on love, brothers and sisters, do you realize what you just put on? Even though it's a weapon, like I told you the other day, it's defense and offense. But love will both, it'll shield you. And then that same love can raise you from the dead.
All right. Amen.
And that same love, the kind I'm talking about, the Bible says, what manner of love is this that the Father had bestowed upon us. Well, that's kind we're talking about. We're talking about the God kind of love. And
All right.
you can get your Greek dictionaries out. You can get your Hebrew dictionaries out. You can get your Latin dictionary. You can get the English if you want to. Get Webster if you want to. But at the end of the day, it cannot describe God kind of love. The only thing that's going to describe God kind of love is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I don't have anything else for you. I wish I could find a book that would explain it, but it doesn't. It explains it away. It relates to feelings. And love is knowledge. Love is God. And that's what we talked about yesterday. You want to know what agape is? It's God. A lot of people don't realize God want us to, he want us filled with this. He want us to, he want us filled with the, his love.
Amen.
But this new kind of love is God kind of love, brothers and sisters. Man, that, over there in, I think it's St. John 14 and 33. Let's look at that for a moment. And there's a 13. But I just went off course. But I think it's St. John 13. And I don't know why I'm just being led to go there, but I'm going to go there. 33 and 34. Let's see what that says. I think it's 33 and 34. What I'm looking for. Yeah, that's it. It's 34 and 35.
Okay, 34 and 35. Okay, from the King James. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Amen.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know y'all heard that, or you think you heard that. Let me tell you what he's saying. What manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us, this new kind of love?
Amen.
Well, you know what that kind that is? The same kind Jesus is talking about right here. Listen to what he said. A new commandment, so it wasn't here before, is new. So the only way you're going to know about it, you got to get in the Father. It's new. It's new, man. It's not you. This is no old stuff. This is new stuff.
Amen.
Never before did man have this kind of love. So the writer says, what manner of love is this that the Father hath bestowed upon us? And Jesus telling you right here, he says, a new commandment I give to you, one another, that you love one another as I have loved you. Well, how did he love us? How did you love us, Father? How did Jesus love us? With the new kind of love? With the God kind of love? What did you thought he was going to love us with? And then he turned around and said, now, I want you to love like I'm loving. Well, how is you love? With the new kind of love? Now we go back and reread this. As pastor, to read it out of the Messenger Bible, if you will, or the New Living one, whichever one. But this is what it's going to tell you, brother and sister. It's brand new. It's new. It ain't another one. It's a new one. It's not like the old one. It's a new one. A new commandment. It's a new order now. This is the new order. That ye love one another as I have loved you. Well, Father God, what did Jesus love us with? The Father kind of love. Same kind he bestowed upon Jesus, he bestowed upon us. The same time Jesus walked in this earth with, the same kind he's putting on in us now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And y'all love one another with this kind of love. Now, he said, now by this shall all men know that you're my disciple. I guess they will know you. We're your disciple. We acting like you now. We loving like you love.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I mean, that's how the world gonna know. I mean, y'all loving like Jesus love. Y'all laying y'all life down for your friend. That's the kind of love he did.
Yeah. Amen.
He had the God kind of love, okay? Pastor, you can read that at the Messenger if you be so kind.
Okay, Pastor. From the Message Bible, let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I loved you. You love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's a love thing, man. And the way you know it's the God kind, because that's what Jesus is saying here. Now, you gonna be like me. Now, that's all that's important, brothers and sisters. You finna act like Christ now, okay? So with that being said, when we go back over there to 1 John 4:8, he shows us that man is to be filled with this same kind of love, the kind of love that God has. He has been taught. But see, the church have never majored in its teaching or its creed about love.
All right now.
Now we usually use love to, I don't know, to express gratitude toward others. But listen, brothers and sisters, the love that God has put in you is far greater than that, bigger than that. Yeah.
Mm.
He put something in you that's going to make you act like him. That's what this love does. It makes you act like God.
Amen. Amen.
So you'll know if you got it or you got the right thing or not. Because if you're not acting like him, then you don't have it. See, how do you know a monkey is a monkey? They act like the monkey. Yeah. How you know a rattlesnake is a snake? Because they act like a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
How you know a dog is a dog? He barks like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old saying, if it walked like a duck, cracked like a duck, it's probably a duck.
All right.
Jesus said, if you love me, if you love me, now you got to have this kind of love to know that you just like that duck. You talk duck, you walk duck, you act duck, you're duck. You're duck.
Mm-hmm.
So with Christ, you love like he loved, you act like he loved. Beloved, let us love one another. For God, for love is God, of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. See, that's that same thing with that duck. You walk like a duck, talk like a duck, crack like, then it's probably a duck. That's over in 1 John 4:7, and we're going to read 8:7-8. See, that's how you know. People don't have to, you can't get this, I'm telling you can't get this from Webster. You can't get it from some Greek word or Hebrew word. It's new. This is God's language. God talking this talk. But read out 1 John 4, what I said, 7-8, right? Did we read that yet, or did I just quote it?
You quoted your pastor. But
okay.
I can read it.
Thank you.
So read it from King James, and you're welcome. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is, Beloved, love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Yeah.
He that is not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen.
See, so you see where the churches have failed? They have failed us because they wouldn't tell us to act like God. They would tell us just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't God. You can't act like God. They taught us that stuff. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. They taught us that garbage. Yeah. I mean, maybe not what you attended, you know, because I have a lot of people, I tell them stuff like that. They go like, oh, no, not our church. Your church, too. They didn't teach you to act like God. Very few churches, organized church, will teach you to act like God. Very few. Don't give it to me. Very few. Matter of fact, you probably could name them all on one hand, teach you to act like God.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't act. But then the Bible tells us right here, beloved, let us love one another.
Mm-hmm.
For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. People just put on the God nature so we can act like God. Bless God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me fired up today. He that loveth not, now that's what the scripture say. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So if you love, you know God.
Amen.
You act like God.
Mm-hmm.
You've been conceived.
Yes.
We are to be filled with God's life, God's nature, and God is love. So if you, that's what's in you, then you act like a duck, you crack like a duck, you walk like a duck, probably a duck.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
See, if we understand Colossians 2 and 9 and 10, for in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him ye are made full. You're made complete. He put it up in you, man. The very nature of God, full of it. That's why John explained in John 1:16, for his fullness we have received grace for grace. You receive this thing because he gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we can abide in it daily, every day, not just on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And not just on Saturdays. You got a lot of people, they want to be holy on Saturdays and on Sundays when they're around the member. But they get out, you got them around the member, they'll tell you something. And they will tell you something. You wait till we get out of this church. Honey, if I wasn't in this church, you know what I... No, come see it. You ain't got out of God's presence. I don't know why folks think if they get out of a building, they can get you cold. Pastor, you done heard some of that crazy talk people done said. You done heard it. I know you have, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't not to have heard it.
Amen.
You try to get out of this church. I tell her peace of my mind. Did you see how she acts? Yeah. You ought to act the same. You know why? Because Colossians 1:13 says, we have been delivered out of the power of darkness and translated into this love.
Amen.
The kingdom of the Son. I'm going to have Pastor read that so y'all. But I just want you to know, if you know what God's kingdom is built of, it's built of love. It's built of the Holy Spirit. It's built of faith. That's what you've been translated. Remember, you've been delivered from that old foolishness. So you walk in love now. You operate in love. See, some people read that. They said from the power of darkness. Well, I'm not no longer under crack or marijuana or whatever. And they think that's what the power of darkness is. Some people think it's sin. Satan is the creator of sin, brothers and sisters. You've been delivered from sin.
Thank you, Lord.
I better say that one more time because I know somebody didn't hear me. You've been delivered from sin if you're no longer worshiping Satan. See, Satan got a lot of worshipers that they don't know that they're Satan worshipers, but in reality, in actuality, they are. Because they're dwelling in his mess. See? And don't have anything to do with sex. Don't have anything to do with mining. Well, it don't have anything to do with any of that crazy stuff. People think it is. What it is we have to stop allowing these spirits to dictate our life. We're in war against this stuff. We got to operate as love children, love babies. That's what we got to do. Don't worry about the sin problem. We have a new commandment, a new order, not to obey sin, but to obey righteousness, to obey God kind of righteousness and not man righteousness, because man got a whole different Bible for his righteousness. But go ahead, Pastor. You want to read that? You can read that.
Okay, Colossians 1 and verse 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen.
Yeah, that's love. That's what we've been translated into, love. That love nature of God has like swallowed us up. It dominates our lives so that we act like lovers. We speak like lovers.
Thank you, Lord.
Our course, our conduct, it is governed by this nature of God. The new nature gives to man, God gave that. Can you just visualize man living in God, walking in God, just as Jesus? Every morning, daily. Y'all know that's the way it was before Adam was seeing. Every morning they walk in the evening, and they was walking in love. So God visited them. That love thing, boom, would hit them. Love was looking for love. Where are you, Adam? Love calling you. So God had to come and deliver us out of that thing so he could communicate with us. See, if you can visualize that, as you walk, just visualize you're God's child. Because the Bible says we are of God.
I read
that, man. I didn't try to read the whole thing. I read, boom, right there. The Holy Spirit said, stop right there. That 1 John 4:6. That's what he said. He said, we are of God. We are. Yes, we is. Yes, we are. We are of God. He knows. And he that knoweth God, he hears us. He who is not of God, hear us not. But this we know, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. See, when you began to walk in God's love, you recognize the spirit of error. Because we are love, and he who knows love will listen to us. You see, love is of God, and everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. What would scripture say? So the test of the new test, new birth, is the love life. It's the love test. That's what the real test is. So how beautiful it would be if we were actually swallowed up of love. That is what it means. That's what he's really saying. See, it would solve the home problems. If everybody was just love, baby, tagged with love. What that means is that you got peace in your home that you never had before. Your children will grow up in that atmosphere of love. Can you imagine kids growing up in love and they're not quarreling with one another. They're not arguing with one another, but they're showing love. I saw this commercial, and I'm going to let y'all go. But this commercial was about Allstate Insurance. I think it was Allstate. State Farm. I think it was Allstate. No, it wasn't. It was Farmers. It was Farmers Insurance. But it's a commercial on Farmers Insurance. And I'm not trying to publicize them. I'm just trying to tell you what happened. So they pay you extra for not having an accident. So these two guys, boom, they came to the stop sign at the same time. One was over there and one was over here. And so he said, no, you go. He said, oh, no, you go. He said, I insist you go. No, I insist you go. I would be grateful if you went go first. No, I would be grateful if you go first. Just trying to love on one another. Can you imagine your children, your neighbors on your job, just loving? Oh, no, it's my fault. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's on me. Just loving one another. Instead of bickering and quarreling and quarreling with bitterness. And I mean, can you imagine in your home and in some of these buildings bringing their children up with that heavenly idea that this is what's going to go on in heaven? I'm sorry, Pastor. Oh, I'm sorry, Evangelist Renee. Oh, it's my fault. Oh, let me take care of that bill for you. Pastor tells me they went somewhere and ate. And somebody was showing their love. No, we're going to pay for your meal. No, we're going to pay for your meal. No, we're gonna. And when she looked around, the meal was paid for. See, that's the kind of stuff going to go on in heaven. I can't find the scripture. Oh, Pastor, oh, I got the scripture for you right here. Let me read this. See, that's love, man. That's showing love. That's what God wants us to do.
Yes.
And people going to recognize. They're going to start recognizing you. And they're going to start with your children. You talking about being like mama, wanting to be like daddy. Man, I ain't never seen no one. But we haven't been taught that. Some of us haven't. Some of us was taught, if she bother you, hey, we got something for her. you wait till she come out. Yeah, we were taught to go get them. We were taught the hell out of business. Yeah.
All right.
I ain't talking about y'all goody two shoes on here. I'm talking about people who've been through some stuff. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those who say, well, you know what? I'm just going to be honest with you, Pastor. I did that myself, you know. I called a few of them out, and I've got angry, and I've gotten upset. And yeah, I probably did go off route to handle. I probably did say a bunch of crazy stuff, much of foolishness. But guess what?
All right. Can
repent now. You can repent. Because you can tell the Lord, I'm sorry, I just didn't know better. But Pastor, I'm sorry, teaching us about this love thing. Now I got to act like a love child.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm going to send some of y'all right now because you ain't going to be able to do no better. I'm going to tell you right now. You don't even have a choice in the matter. You're going to have to start acting like God's truth. Like love babies.
Amen.
Because some folks don't see that, and they need to see that. And Jesus said when they see that, they're going to know that you are like me. They're going to know it because you're different.
Hallelujah.
The love thing gonna make you different. They ain't really had nobody to turn the other cheek, but you're gonna turn the other cheek. And you ain't trying to be Miss Big or Mr. Big. You're gonna turn the other cheek because you can. That's why you're gonna do it. You don't do it because you wanna act like your daddy.
Hallelujah.
They stabbed him and he was on the cross and they were stabbing him. Blood was dripping out of his forehead. And he said, Father, forgive him. Forgive him, Father. Got nails through his feet. Forgive him, Father. They don't know what's going on, Father. It's okay. Piercing him in the side. And Jesus said, John, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. I got to get up out of here, y'all. But you know, but I will return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead. Ain't no good watched out. Go ahead. Okay. All right, Pastor. You have anything you want to share, Pat, or anybody before that goes? I went to Pastor, but anybody else have anything? Just press one.
Mm-hmm. I just want to read that 16th verse, 1 John 4:16 from the New Living Translation. It says, "We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love." Amen. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Amen, amen.
Yeah. You walk like a duck, crack like a duck.
Yeah.
It ain't that complicated when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't
yeah.
no dog. You know, it ain't no cat.
Mm-hmm.
Cat just probably total opposite of the dog.
All right.
Yeah.
Total. Mm-hmm.
Totally different. And the things that a dog do let you know it's a dog.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A cat wouldn't dare go and raise his leg up on a tree like a dog would do. A dog go and raise his leg up on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
For some of you real hard of hearing people, he'll go and pee-pee right on a tree. You won't see a cat do that. Cat ain't going to do that.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
That'd be the strangest thing you'd ever think. That's
yes,
what I'm trying to tell you, people. Everybody ain't going to love like God because they don't have it in them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some imitators. Don't get that twisted. There's a lot of them imitate, but they can't
right.
duplicate. And our job is to duplicate.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you got yourself up in you. You're complete in him. You've been made perfect in his love. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what that means? Anyway,
thank you
all. Anybody else? Press one. I enjoy hearing I heard from some of them after the study, but I heard from Evangelist Renee yesterday. We had to get her back on to giving us sandwich
mm-hmm.
like she used to.
Yes.
For those that don't know, we ain't talking about no peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a bologna sandwich. We're talking about a sandwich with the Word of God in it. So
yes.
we have to get back on that. You know, I wanna get everything the devil's trying to steal. I'm gonna go and get it back. I wanna make sure that the devil knows he ain't got nothing belongs to a child of God. He ain't got nothing.
Amen.
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that happens. But
mm-hmm.
anyone else, just press one.
Mm-hmm.
Press
yeah.
one. Hallelujah. So I don't want to be falsely accused that I didn't say press one. I'm still here waiting on you. Press one.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. We got somebody. Okay, that's Evangelist Renee.
All right.
I think that's
right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear him, Pastor?
Yes. We don't hear me.
That sounds like fish over there.
We hear you. We hear you, Evangelist.
I'm going to give you a sandwich.
That's oh, awesome.
Lot.
Okay, we're going to do 1 John 11 and 12. If God loves us, we also ought to love one another.
Mm.
If we love one another, God abides in us.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, how do I get out of here? I do not like these niggas. Okay. I'm figuring it out, baby. Got it.
All right.
Good.
Yes,
you did.
Bread we're going to cook. Yeah. Next week. That's just what I did. Okay. Set the end and do it myself. Okay. You ready? I said, no, you are. I got you. Next piece of bread will be... J.N. Is that John J.N.?
Yes.
Okay, so John 4:11. Dear friends, because God loved us. Let me start. Dear friends, since God loved us, we surely ought to love each other.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Inside our sandwich, we're going to put it. By his stripes, we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. God is love. No exception. God is love. We thank him. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you, Evangelist Renee. We sure appreciate that. And thank you, Pastor. And, hey, we look forward to seeing you guys on this station come Sunday for the review. Meanwhile, y'all...